So firstly, congratulations on your appointment to the Rio 2016 Olympics, Martin. When the announcement was made, how did you feel about it?
A huge sense of relief. I knew the appointments were coming out. Unfortunately, the way that these things happen is you get an email saying you're in, and if you don't, you kind of see on Facebook that other folk
Oh,
are
okay.
going and stuff like that. So fortunately, that wasn't an issue. I received the email, I think I'd just woken up, and just massive sense of relief. And then the sort of excitement started coming after that.
Okay. And from obviously getting that message to August time when you do head for the Olympics, what kind of preparation have you had to put in place?
Well, I think we in the Road to Rio, we're all in the Road to Rio project anyway, so there was a certain amount of sort of fitness side of things in that anyway. However, on top of that, you're now starting to, you then have to start thinking, right, what sort of games am I going to get, what preparation, not just physically, because the physical side is just ongoing at the moment. I was in a fortunate position where I had the Hockey India League coming up, which was 6 weeks umpiring some of the top players in the world in India, so that was always a good starter. And from then it was just trying to get watched as much as possible. Just day-to-day games within Scotland, and then picking up sort of international tournaments and events and things like that, which I've been fortunate about quite a few things coming up in the run-up to Rio.
Okay, what does the Road to Rio program provide you with? So, was it a year out? Was it a couple of years out that they spoke to you about it, or?
It was ongoing from from the end of the World Cup in The Hague. They basically start the Road to Rio program. They decide who's on it, it then gets cut down a wee bit, I think. But it provides you with a focus to work towards, so you know that you're going to have to keep on top of it. It's not a case of getting to, you know, just in the run up to the international tournament, you think, right, I need to get, you know, get my fitness up. It keeps you ongoing.
Constant.
You know, you've got fitness testing every, I think it's every 3 or 4 months, and then in the run up to the sort of to the Olympics, it's every 2 months. But it also provides you that mental sort of stimulus to not just be thinking about your fitness, but thinking about your preparation, the mental side of things, watching videos and watching other games, because you pick up, I mean, it doesn't matter who does an umpire, you can go and see someone do something in a fourth 11 game and think, that worked really well, I'm going to give that a try. And then, you know, you take it, you give it a try, if it works, great, if it doesn't, well, you've not lost anything.
And you mentioned getting feedback at different tournaments along the way. So, is that through umpire managers or through other umpires involved?
I think you take, for me, I'm only as good as my last game, and I think you take everything that people say, and that can be the majority of the time, yeah, it's umpires, managers, but it can be from other umpires. Listening to the players is really, really important at times, because ultimately we are there to facilitate the best hockey we can get. If that is by something that they come up with, then why not use it? And I think you've got to pick the right players, because some people can be, I think that's politically the best way of putting it, some people just aren't for having a conversation with, but there's others who know the game inside out that, you know, really can really add to both the hockey and your umpiring. So, I mean, really anyone can come up with something good for you. It's just a matter of being a bit humble enough to take that on and say, well, you know, maybe they're right on this occasion.
Okay. You mentioned mental preparation. So for you, what does that mean?
I I think it's making sure you're in the right frame of mind for each game. And by that I would say your focus is on the game and what's it happening in front of you, and that is your preparation for every game, and your build up should be the best standard in order for you to do the game and get that bit more out of yourself. That can be making sure that it is difficult with it being an amateur sport. Everyone has jobs, they have families, kids, all sorts of other things going on in their life, but it's trying to get yourself to that place. When you walk on the pitch, your sole thought is, what am I doing here? And your build up to that. And it is, at times, it's just a matter of putting stuff out of your mind. It's trying to have a relaxed evening the night before, not a bit of preparation and how you get to games. Do you have enough time? I frequently have to drop my kids off at their grandparents, things like that. Making sure you're organised enough to give you that wee spell just to refocus first thing in the morning or first thing before your game and say, right, this is what I'm here to do, and everything else just kind of peels away until the end of that 70 minutes.
Okay. Are there specific things from one tournament to the next that you like to work on or have been attempting to work on to be game ready for the Olympics, tournament ready?
Yeah, I think all my feedback over the years has been technically wise, decision making wise, it has never really been an issue. The one thing over the last couple of years, and you find it when you get to the sort of the top level, is they want that. What's that something extra that sets you aside from the next guy? What I've been sort of not told to work on, but one of the things that keeps coming back has been soft skills. Work-wise, discipline, I've no problem with discipline. People have no problem being the bad guy and making the unpopular decision, when it's the right decision. But it's that wee something extra that, maybe gets you to, gets that wee bit of respect and rapport with the players that, helps the game along without you having to go down the sort of discipline side of things. And to be honest, I'd heard these words soft skills for about a year and a half, and I thought, I have no idea what these people are talking about. Mm. But no one could actually explain it to me. And I was away in India at the Hockey India League, and Craig Gribble, who's one of the umpires managers, he's also going to the Olympics. He managed to explain it to me, and it just kind of clicked. And I never said anything to anyone when I got back here, and John Hearn actually said to me, your softer skills were actually evident there in just a couple of things that he did. And I thought, I think I've worked this out now, after having heard this for about a year and a half, 2 years. So I think that's the one sort of major thing for me. And hopefully that's the sort of thing that sets me aside from, I can go out there and give the right decision. But it's a wee something extra that puts me above someone else and maybe gets me that better game.
Probably last thing. So what are you hoping to achieve at the Olympics or during the Olympics?
I know people always, it is a team effort. With the umpire, and ultimately I want to be part of a successful team. I think anyone who doesn't say they've got an ambition to do something within a group or whatever, which will ultimately make the group better, probably lying, maybe shouldn't be at that, these tournaments, because I think every umpire should be going and saying, I want the top games, I want to do a semi-final, I want to do a final, I want to do, Holland, Germany, Australia. You don't go to the Olympics and not want to do